This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Kids on Keys, a showcase for talented young pianists. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Welcome to the Classical Network's monthly program, Kids on Keys, spotlighting some of the best young piano talent in the Classical Network's immediate broadcast region of central and southern New Jersey. My name is Jed Disler. I'm the artist in residence for the Classical Network and the host and producer of Kids on Keys. This program comes to you on the first Saturday of each month and is sponsored by Jacobs Music Company. Jacobs Music Company is the area's exclusive representative for new and authentically restored Steinway & Sons and Steinway-designed Boston and Essex pianos, as well as Steinway's new Spirio Re-Performance piano. Jacobs Music has 6 locations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, including its Lawrenceville, New Jersey showroom at 2540 Brunswick Pike in Lawrenceville. Each program, we will listen to performances given by these young artists in recital at the Lawrenceville location and at other regional venues. Today, we are going to hear some selections from a concert that took place recently on October 15th, 2017, at the Kimmel Center in Philadelphia. It was a concert entirely given over to young pianists who are currently studying with Vedo Zupančić. Let's begin with 3 preludes from a group of 24 preludes composed by Dmitri Shostakovich. These are pieces that seem to attract young pianists, and for good reason. They're edgy, they're full of little jokes and quirks, and I don't think they really sound like any other piano pieces, actually. They're truly original. Here's a pupil of Vedo Zupančić, whose name is Samuel Kronk. He's from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and he's 9 years old. We're going to hear him play the 2nd, 10th, and 5th of Shostakovich's Opus 34 Preludes.
Thank you.
Music of Dmitri Shostakovich, three of his opus 34 preludes, numbers 2, 10, and number 5. That was a young pianist named Samuel Cronk from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. He's 9 years old. We're going to hear something more lyrical now. This is one of Tchaikovsky's best known and most beloved piano pieces. This is from his cycle of 12 pieces titled The Months or The Seasons, depending on the translation. This particular piece depicts the month of June. I heard it recently played by one of the most famous pianists in the world, yet I don't think that performance can possibly compare to this lovely performance that we are about to hear, featuring Elena Zhang, who is 13 years old, and she also hails from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Music by Tchaikovsky. Thank you. Music by Tchaikovsky, The Month of June, from his cycle of 12 pieces entitled The Months. Some people also call this cycle The Seasons, but I call this performance absolutely lovely. It was by the pianist Elena Zhang, a 13-year-old student of Veda Zupanchik. Our next pianist is also a composer. His name is Robert Argosinski. He's now 18 years old, I believe. And for the past 7 years or so, he has been studying with Sofia Agronovich in New Jersey. He's recently been developing a strong passion for composing, and I would like to feature this talented young pianist in a selection from a 4-part suite that he composed called The Hero's Journey. This is the second movement. It's titled The Fantasy of Love. Let's hear pianist and composer Robert Argosinski.
Thank you.
That was pianist Robert Argosinski performing his own composition called The Fantasy of Love, which is a movement from a larger work called The Hero's Journey. And you can tell that he's attracted to heroic, romantic piano music. And I have to tell you that it's my own opinion that all pianists should compose, or at least try to compose, because when you do that, you learn so much about how music is put together, and I think it's just as important to be creative as recreative. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Kids on Keys, sponsored by Jacobs Music Company, where you can find Steinway's new Spirio Reperformance piano. With just the touch of an iPad, Steinway's Spirio brings your Steinway to life with performances from the world's greatest artists. The Steinway Spirio Reperformance piano reveals the subtlety and passion of an artist's original performance, connecting listener and artist as only the world's best piano can. Listen to the live performances of Vladimir Horowitz, George Gershwin, Lang Lang, Yuja Wang, Art Tatum, Thelonious Monk, and countless others in the comfort of your own home. Experience Steinway's Spirio at Jacobs Music's nearby Lawrenceville showroom. I've also recorded for Steinway's Spirio, and I hope sometime you can check out some of my performances for this wonderful piano. Those of you who listen to my weekly program Between the Keys may be familiar with the pianist, lecturer, and educator Lisa Yui, who teaches at Montclair State College and the Manhattan School of Music. She's been my guest several times on the program, and I only just discovered that when Lisa Yui was 11 years old, she performed the first movement of Sergei Prokofiev's Third Piano Concerto at the gala concert of the Canadian Music Competitions. And she simply played the devil out of this piece, as you're going to hear in this live recording. The sound is a tiny bit distorted, but it's still good. And I thought it also would be fun to hear the announcer in French saying Lisa Yui's name. This is Lisa Yui when she was 11 years old. The conductor is Boris Brott. Music by Prokofiev.
Lisa Yui interprétera le premier mouvement du concerto pour piano et orchestre numéro 3, opus 26, de Serge Prokofiev.
Thank you.
Lisa Yui vient d'interpréter le premier mouvement du concerto pour piano et orchestre numéro 3, opus 26 de Serge.
A live performance of the first movement from Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 3, performed by Lisa Yui when she was 11 years old, live at the Canadian Music Competitions Gala. I think that's from the mid-80s, maybe late 80s. I don't know exactly when it's from. Lisa is a busy professional concert pianist, an educator, and a lecturer who performs and teaches all over the world. And I thank her for allowing us to share this performance during this week's edition of Kids on Keys. We will hear more music by Prokofiev later on with pianist Sherwin Pan. But first, I want to play the 16-year-old pianist Sherwin Pan's live performance of J.S. Bach's Prelude in F minor from The Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 1. Music of J.S. Bach, the F minor prelude from The Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 1. The pianist was Sherwin Pan, who studies with Chu-Tsi Lin. That was recorded back in September of this year at Jacobs Music's Lawrenceville location. So is the next pair of selections that we will hear. And this is another one of Chu-Tsi Lin's pupils. This is Christopher Pan, who is 13 years old, and he offers two movements from Samuel Barber's Excursions. Thank you. That was Christopher Pan at the piano. He's 13 years old. We heard him play two of Samuel Barber's excursions. The first was a kind of slow blues, and the second piece is marked Allegro Molto. Now, speaking of excursions, we have this large-scale excursion for you now. It's not just an excursion, it's a real journey of virtuosity, drama, and poetry. It's by Frédéric Chopin, his Scherzo No. 3 in C-sharp minor. This probably is the most compact and demonic of Chopin's four scherzos. It's always very exciting to hear a young pianist embrace this music and take chances. We go back to the Kimmel Center, to hear a 14-year-old pianist named Christina Dye. She's also from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We actually have three pianists from Cherry Hill on this program. I think that's great. Let's hear Chopin's Scherzo No. 3 with Christina Dye.
Thank you.
That was Christina Dye, a 14-year-old pianist from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and a pupil of Veda Zupancic. Christina Dye performed Chopin's Scherzo No. 3 in C-sharp minor, opus 39. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Kids on Keys, sponsored by Jacob's Music. Jacob's Music takes a leading role in the region's musical community, providing instruments and technical services for internationally renowned artists and music institutions such as the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts, and countless others, supporting schools and individuals involved in musical performance and music education. Each year, Jacob's Music sponsors recitals, masterclasses, young artist competitions, teaching and technical seminars, and other events aimed at musical enrichment that also includes the live performances that we hear on this very program. We conclude with Sergei Prokofiev's Piano Sonata No. 3 in one movement. It's a work we've heard before on Kids on Keys, but we're going to hear it again in a recently recorded performance with pianist Sherwin Pan. This was recorded live at Jacob's Music's Lawrenceville location, the third sonata by Prokofiev. Thank you. Sergei Prokofiev's Piano Sonata No. 3, Opus 28, in one continuous movement, with a most talented young pianist, Sherwin Pan, recorded live this year at Jacobs Music's Lawrenceville location. You've been listening to Kids on Keys. I'm your host, Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Our recording engineers for this program are Sam Ward and John Baker of John C. Baker Recordings, LLC. Kids on Keys is brought to you through the sponsorship of Jacobs Music Company. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available at their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Their telephone number is 609-434-0222. That's 609-434-0222. The next edition of Kids on Keys will be broadcast on Saturday, January 6th, 2018 at 1 p.m. All programs are available as webcasts at our website, www.wwfm.org. All of us at the Classical Network thank these young pianists for sharing their talents, their love of music, and their hard work with listeners all over the world. This is Jed Distler, and until next time, stay well and please be kind.